It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Man hits mother with chicken breast after arguing over Justin Bieber lyrics.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. All right, Kevin.
Well, what do you say we take a look at it? I mean, maybe for the final story of the day, I'll do the flip side of this.
Okay.
Here are things that baffle women about men.
Okay.
And if maybe in the final story, do you think I could find a list about things that baffle men about women?
No, it's probably not available. Right.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know if we have time.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Okay. Let's
big
start.
Talker over there, guys.
No Steve, time. These are things no that time. Baffle women about us men.
Okay.
Our inability to multitask. You know, I always hear that women are great at multitasking and that men aren't. But I guess I don't really know that firsthand that much. Do you feel like you understand that one, Jay?
Not really, no.
Are you going to be mad at me for saying this?
No, go ahead.
Technically, you can't be multitasking.
Here it comes.
Why is that?
Here it is.
You can't be doing two things at the same time. Not possible.
Standing and breathing?
What about on the phone
while cooking
doing
dinner?
Dishes?
You're like going back and forth. You're not actually doing two things at the same time.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
Oh.
I'm talking right now while I'm typing on Google. What? Why is Steve all hooked up on this dumb concept?
Yeah, Steve, you can be doing two things at once for sure. Mm. Even three.
Right.
Nope.
Is that supposed to be sort of science that you've taken have gone analytical on the mind and realized that it's impossible to do two things at once?
Yeah.
Another thing that baffles women about men, when they just don't think that they're wrong. That's weird, Steve.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Yikes indeed.
According to neuroscience research.
Neuroscience, okay. Thank you, Jay.
Kevin. It's possible. It's not possible. It is not possible for most people to do two complex tasks at the same time.
That's all I'm saying.
Complex tasks.
It also says most people.
Okay. Well.
So I'm saying women aren't most people is what I'm saying. Huh. There are other studies
that
suggest
a drummer who sings and drums.
He's going back and forth between the drumming and the singing.
No, he's not.
Right. That's my point, too.
Yeah, Jay. There's no way. You understand. I don't know. I'm not.
You're preaching to the choir over here, brother.
Yeah, we're on the same team.
Preach, though, man. Amen. Let's go.
Dream
hands up.
Team over here.
Yeah, let's go. Multitasking. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, people can do it, Steve.
No such thing.
Hmm.
I don't believe in it.
Clearly.
Other thing that women say drive men. No?
Drive them crazy about men. Yeah.
It baffles women about men.
Yeah, there
men.
It is.
Not necessarily drives them crazy, but it baffles them.
Yeah.
They will never ask anyone for directions.
That's so not true.
I'm over that,
oh,
right?
Man,
like,
I
do think that was maybe.
That might be a young man thing.
Yes. Yeah. I think that may have been like our father's generation.
I'll
or
try
whatever.
It for 5 seconds and be like, ask someone.
Yeah, do not
who
care.
Who cares?
I will walk into a store sometimes, too, and if there's something I want.
Oh, I've done it all the time.
I'll just walk right to someone and say,
same.
Can you please take me to where the rubber gloves are?
Ooh, I don't ask them to take me, but I usually say,
or just, tell me.
Yeah.
But I feel like they always take you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, will you grab my hand and guide me?
Would you mind leading me by the hand?
Well, Steve, they wouldn't be able to do that. They
That's
wouldn't
two
be
things
able
at once. Yeah.
Hold my hand and walk.
That's multitasking.
That's different.
Also, you don't know where the rubber gloves are?
No, I don't.
Aisle two, man.
Classic rubber glove aisle. Women also say they don't understand why men have to keep cables even when they have no idea what they are for. Well, because what if you find the thing and then you're like, oh, I think I know where that cable is.
Yep.
Now, I've never had that happen. In all fairness, I have a box full of cables that I've never found the right one. Like, I'll find something and think, oh, I bet you I have the cable for it.
Right.
No. Never find the right cable. That's sad.
It's almost like keeping clothes you'll never wear.
Yeah. Who does that?
I have no idea.
Huh. Ladies, I don't agree with this. We might have to do a 7 call, says it all. Why do they find breaking wind to be funny? Because it is? It's a funny sound, right?
I
think...
In the right circumstance?
Correct.
Extremely funny.
Very funny.
In the wrong circumstance or just excessive? Nah.
And that's fair of anything, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it is fair of anything. Good point.
We do a 7 call, says it all, with women only. Is breaking wind funny?
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I need to do this. I need to find out. 7 calls, says it all. Well, Jay, I remember when, okay, obviously.
The dumbest one we've ever done.
Raising two boys, whatever.
Is it?
Yeah,
there was a lot of tooting in our house thinking it was funny. But then I started dating someone with two young girls, and I thought, okay, this won't be funny here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I don't think you're going to get 7 women to call and give an opinion on this.
You don't think so,
I
huh?
don't think so, no.
I'll disguise my voice if necessary.
509-441-0999. I just don't know if they want to discuss it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it's, you know.
It's not yours.
You have to tell me that yours are funny. I'm just saying.
Because we know you don't.
In general, do you think the sound is funny and the whole process can be funny?
The process?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I think you understand the word process. Well, hello, Jane, Kevin Show.
Hello. I think my husband's cutting wind is a lot funnier than mine.
His are funnier. Wow.
Yes.
That's
okay. He's the comedian in the family, huh?
Oh, yes, he is.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay. 509-441-0999.
Funny or not funny?
Oh, totally funny.
Totally funny.
Okay.
All right. Now, yours and someone else's, or doesn't matter?
It doesn't really matter. I guess it depends on the circumstance.
Yes, that thank is so
if
true.
If we're, like, out in public, it's not really funny. But if we're, like, at home, it's totally funny.
Correct. All right. You know what? Thank you. I appreciate that. I couldn't agree more. That's very nice. I also very assumptive of me to presume that she did. I apologize.
Time and place.
Yeah. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hi. Totally funny.
Totally funny. I don't know why I'm laughing so
I don't
much.
Know, because it's just great. I mean, it's 3-0 funny.
Thank you. Well, now a whole bunch of people just hung up because I think they realized that, you guys, we get the point.
Well, no, we have to do 7 calls.
We have to have at least one more to make
right.
it to make it an official
blowout.
Jay and Kevin poll.
Well, it would be. 4-0 is a complete blowout.
Yeah, yeah. Coyote Country, hello.
Hello.
Just disgusted. I apologize.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Funny or not funny?
I think in a certain situation it might be funny. The accidental ones might be funny.
Yeah.
But my husband thinks he's a riot every time that he does it, and I... Not so much.
So you're going to have to go with a no.
I'm going
to
give you the no.
I'm going to go with a no.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
I can understand your disgust.
But do you believe in multitasking?
I don't know what that has to do with the topic at hand.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you for shutting him down.
Never mind. That was the greatest line I've ever heard. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that was not directed at me.
I will be quiet now.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi, funny or not funny, please?
Oh, it's funny, and I used to say good push.
Good push.
Okay. That's always just encouraging them.
Thank you.
I mean, like, complimenting. What a nice thing. So it's going to go down forever.
Jay and Kevin list.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Joke time. Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
A what?
Kevin James.
An umbrella.
And an umbrella. And an umbrella.
Oh, drizzle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella? For the drizzle, yeah. Sure, there, yeah, you betcha. Let's do it. Very nice.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Very nice. Oh, boy. It has been a rough year for bees.
Huh.
Have you noticed?
No, I don't know what that means.
You haven't, the bees haven't been bad where you've been.
I see what you're saying. But I thought it was rough on the bees. I didn't realize what we were doing. Oh, you just mean because there's so many of them.
Yes.
No, you know what? I got the traps out early.
And it worked.
It did, yeah. Yeah, I find that the key to my, at least my area. If I get the traps out very early, and man, they'll fill up quick, and then done.
Apparently, a couple of the wedding venues that I've done,
yeah,
it's just a nightmare for them. Of course, you have tons of people and tons of food.
Yeah, that's different when they've got that going on.
It's a tough deal.
Yeah,
and they were saying, yeah, it's like one of the worst years we've had.
That's a bummer.
Ever. And they were doing the treatment for it. Then they said something about, have you ever heard of this? They feed them some sort of tuna.
Wait, are we feeding the bees?
Yeah, because it's got protein in it. And then they take it back to the hive, and it kills the hive, too.
If you feed them tuna?
Tuna something. It was like
a tuna salad?
Yeah, something. No.
You give them a sandwich, and they carry the sandwich back to the hive.
I'm going to look up fly. No. Bees,
which is kind of weird because isn't there a bumblebee tuna?
Maybe that's why.
Is that it? So if you take bumblebee tuna and you feed it to a bee, now are you feeding it to a bee or a wasp or what are you? Or because one's good, one's bad, is it not?
Yeah, I think this is to get rid of the wasps.
Okay.
Nope. This is terrible. It's not giving.
Does anybody know?
It's telling me all this stuff about bumblebee tuna. I swear that's what the man said. Something about tuna, it's the protein. They got to get the protein to the wasp, and then it takes it back to the hive, and then it kills the hive. It was very interesting. I was like, man, who figured all that stuff out?
Right.
Meanwhile, I was just doing the thing where I kept saying, "Gah, get out of here."
Right. Yeah, get if you out talk to them, usually helps, yeah.
Nobody got stung, so that was good. But it is it's an inconvenience for sure. A Chinese man took it to a new level. This guy, unfortunately, was trying to swat a fly that kept landing on his face. Oh, it's so annoying. Isn't that annoying?
It is.
And so he
especially went, if you have like a fork in your hand.
It's more than annoying.
This man said the fly was buzzing around, whatever. He got tired of it, and finally it landed on his face, and he went to smack it. But he got the fly, which, how? Like, I always think of Mr. Miyagi catching him with the chopsticks.
Right.
God, that was cool.
That's a movie, Kev.
I know, that's not real, is it?
In case you didn't know, yeah.
But he thought, after he swatted the bee, he thought nothing of it.
Thought it was a fly.
I'm sorry, it was a fly.
Okay, now I'm back.
But about an hour later, his left eye became red, swollen, and painful. His symptoms got worse. He decided to go to the local hospital where he was diagnosed with seasonal conjunctivitis.
Oh, gosh. One of my least favorite.
Right in the conjunctivitis.
Gosh, you should not.
Despite taking the prescribed medication, his condition deteriorated rapidly in the following days. And by the time he went back to the hospital, he was losing vision in his left eye.
Is that pink eye? What is that?
That's what I thought, Jay, yeah. And the area seasonal? Around his left eye had become severely ulcerated.
How many of the turns words out, that you've used so far do you have knowledge of?
Conjunctivitis. It was actually a bacterial infection from the fly that he swatted.
So wait, hold on.
They're saying the fly, like the fly guts or whatever.
So he splattered it into his eye?
Well, no.
Oh, golly.
I think maybe, Jay, it was on his hand and then.
And then he
I
somehow rubbed it and whatever. Wow. Okay.
Unfortunately.
How's the story end?
Well, the fly's dead.
Yeah, time. We figured that.
Unfortunately, the medication could no longer contain the spread of the infection. It risked affecting his brain, doctors had to remove his eye.
Oh, my gosh. What in the heck?
They gave him a fake one.
What a terrible story.
It's really bad, but it's just a warning. If a fly is on your face, don't swat it.
Or if you do, wash your hands. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Sorry, I just wanted to get to the pleasantries. I felt bad just jumping in with the question. But go ahead. What do you know about tuna and bees?
Well, what we do every year is we buy flea and tick medicine for our dog. Mm-hmm. And the main ingredient in the flea and tick medicine is fipronil.
Okay.
And you mix that in with a can of tuna fish or any kind of meat, and you put it out for the wasps, yellow jackets, and hornets to eat because they're carnivorous. They eat it, take it back to the hive, and it kills the hive. It will not hurt the honeybees because they are not carnivorous.
Huh.
Yeah, this is it.
We do that every year.
And just out of curiosity, how do you get the toxin?
It's that little vial of flea and tick.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yes, I got what you mean. Yeah. It's the stuff that you kind of like put inside the little fur of your dog by the collar and all that. Yeah, I got you.
Right.
Or down the back.
Between the shoulder blades. At that point, they can't lick it either because it's very toxic.
So you make sure that it's out of reach of anything you don't want to get it, as in like, you know, animal of any sort.
Right. We'll put it in a little can in our gutter.
Oh. That's genius.
I was told that by a coroner.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
For bees or for humans?
For bees.
The old bee corner, he's busy.
Yeah. Wow, okay, well, that's very good. Yeah.
No one puts bees in a corner.
Right. Just out of curiosity, Lynn, is there a time of the year or is it any time of the year?
You put it out as soon as you see the bees start coming out.
Sure,
in the
that makes more sense,
Mid to late spring, so the queen bee takes it back to the hive.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Very good. Thank you for that, and thank your coroner, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah.
No problem. You too.
Bye bye.
That is the amazing process. The guy said that exact thing as soon as she was saying it. I'm like, yep. That's
wait.
Exactly.
So you just didn't listen well enough to know the actual story.
It was at the end of the wedding. We were talking about it.
So you did.
And I remembered the tuna part. And then it was some sort of toxin part. I knew that there was poison they put in it, but I didn't understand what the... They just want the protein.
I got you.
Because they're carnivorous.
Yep. I think she said that.
Carnivorous conjunctivitis.
Wow.
My mouth is on fire right now.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That entire song I was singing... She loves a small town boy like Steve.
Kevin James.
Yes.
So
glad I wasn't in there.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What do you say, Cole?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. How's things?
Same old, same old.
Yeah. Is that good or bad, though?
It depends on the day, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes when it's just the same old stuff, you're like, yeah, but I'm in a good spot, so I'm kind of glad it's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be you.
What do you have to do today?
Just work.
Yeah.
What is work?
Same old, same old.
I drive a dump truck all day.
Ooh. Oh.
What will you
be dumping today?
It's all construction trash and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
I also think it's funny that Kevin actually said, "What is work?" as if he was not sure what it was, which might be might be true too. Cole,
same
I guess
old, same old,
same old, same old,
same old, same old.
Good point, Steve. I guess it's aunts and uncles for the category today. Cole, who do you want to challenge, me or Kev?
Let's do Kev.
All right, Kevin. See you, buddy.
Bye, Cole.
Bye. See ya. Cole, the story is the same as always. 7 questions in 60 seconds. Pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it.
Sounds good.
All righty. Here we go, Cole. Aunt Becky was a character on what popular ABC show?
Pass.
This 1989 comedy drama film stars John Candy and Amy Madigan. Name the movie.
Oh, crap. I'm about to pass on that one, too.
Auntie Anne's is known for being associated with what snack food?
Little Debbie?
What was Uncle Phil's job in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, crap. I'm just going to say a teacher.
Aunt May is a character in Spider-Man. What is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
What is the name of the artist popular for songs like Follow Me and Drift Away?
Pass.
Aunt Chippy makes frequent appearances on what late night show?
The Jim Carrey.
Okay. 1989 comedy drama film stars John Candy and Amy Madigan.
Pass.
Okay.
All right, let's see how Kevin does. Kevin! All right, he's sitting out there just kind of, looks like he's pouting.
Is he working?
No, he's certainly not doing that. No.
Is he doing the same old, same old?
Yes. He's coming in on fire.
Ooh, he's
holy
fierce.
Fire. That was
very loud.
Well, you look like you were distracted.
I was.
I was same old. I saw you just staring into like an abyss, and I was like, what?
Well, I was reading something.
All right, here we go.
More on that coming up.
Yeah, more on that. 60 seconds. Kevin, pass if you get stuck. Here we go.
Okay.
All righty, Kevin. Aunt Becky was a character on what popular ABC show?
Stop it. Full House.
This 1989 comedy drama film stars John Candy and Amy Madigan. Name the movie.
Uncle Buck.
Auntie Anne's is known for being associated with what snack food?
Pretzels.
What was Uncle Phil's job on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
He was a judge.
Aunt May is a character in Spider-Man. What is Spider-Man's real name?
Peter Parker.
What is the name of the artist popular for songs like Follow Me and Drift Away?
Huh? Uncle Cracker? Oh, Uncle. Yeah, I was like, what? Uncle Cracker. Yeah, go ahead.
Aunt Chippy makes frequent appearances on what late night show?
What is the name?
Aunt Chippy.
There you go.
What did I say?
Oh, that's Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel, sorry.
And that's all you needed. That's it. Well, you just kind of slurted a minute. I didn't know if Kevin was really going to get it.
Yeah, I actually did not hear what you said,
I was glad you
asked.
You were kind of laughing, and I just want to make sure to keep it fair to Kevin, because it might have been the difference between winning and losing.
That's true.
Let's see how we did.
Chippy,
yeah.
Aunt Becky was a character on what popular ABC show?
Cole said, oh, and then passed, and Kevin said Full House. Kevin said, come on, Full House.
Full House is right.
One to nothing.
Aunt Becky. Mm-mm-mm.
No, right. No, no, what? No.
Same old, Jay.
No. don't encourage him, Cole.
Yeah, Cole.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, no, no, no.
Oh, no. This 1989 comedy drama film stars John Candy and Amy Madigan. Name the movie.
Comedy drama. Uncle Buck. I know. I get it. 2-0. Cole had to pass.
Auntie Anne's is known for being associated with what snack food?
Cole had Little Debbie's on his mind. Kevin had pretzels on his mind.
Oh, delicious, delicious pretzels.
Oh, 3-0 in favor of Kevin
them.
Eugene James.
You've never had Auntie Anne's?
Uh-uh.
Oh, so good.
Easy.
Okay. What was Uncle Phil's job on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Cole said a teacher, and Kevin said, here comes the judge.
Well, he was an attorney, and then he was a judge, so yeah.
All right, 1 point, Kevin. 4-0.
Aunt May is a character.
This is in my wheelhouse. Like, there was the right.
God,
poor Cole's
really
too young.
Yeah, he was very young for this. Very young.
Aunt May is a character in Spider-Man. What is Spider-Man's real name?
Everybody got Peter Parker here.
Everybody's right.
Yeah, there you go.
What is the name of the artist popular for songs like Follow Me and Drift Away?
Yeah, Cole Pass. He's, again, too young for Uncle Cracker songs. Kevin, well, you almost got caught. You almost got caught. You were thinking Dobie Gray or something. And
no, I was thinking Uncle Cracker, but I was like, what does that have to do with ants?
Right, ants and uncles, yeah.
But they were all uncles. Ants and uncles. I was just being dumb.
It's all right. We're used to it. Same old, same old.
Aunt Chippy makes frequent appearances on what late night show?
You settled on Fallon, correct?
No, I settled on Kimmel.
Kimmel. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh, wow. So 7 for Kevin. That's a pretty amazing score. That's going to do it. Cole, you kind of ran into a buzzsaw today, my friend. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, when he's on, he's on. Even though he doesn't know what work is, he does know his trivia. So maybe pick a number here, then you could call back, try to get a hold of that Coyote Country travel mug. What number would you like to be?
I'd say 7. 7
it is, man. Hey, listen, have a great day. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Of course. You as well.
See you, buddy. Cole, in a dump truck, playing Beat the Show. I love it. What was your guess when you asked him what he was going to be dumping today? What was going to be your guess?
Rocks.
What was your guess, Steve?
Dump stuff.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Once you know an old wives' tale, aren't you, like, obligated to do it?
Kevin James.
Like, if you don't do it, it pours rain. People go, did you bury the uncooked sausage?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
What do you say?
Well, let's see. Are we above or below average? The number is 2,795. That is a typical smartphone user stores 2,795 photos in their camera roll.
Oh, my. I just got a new phone, so I don't know what's in there.
Also, about 92 million selfies are taken daily in the
92
world.
What?
92 million selfies are taken daily in the world of ours. I think I have way more photos than that. I don't know how many I have. Let's see. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
14,577.
19,068. Steve?
Hold on. 3,795.
Even okay. Steve's above.
Little, almost. I mean, he's below average for us for sure.
Yeah.
How many videos?
I think 2,000, something like that. 2000. No, 1,200.
1,200 videos.
Yeah.
I have, 2,230 videos.
I need to go through. I literally do need to go through. I can guarantee I could delete probably 2/3.
All right, let's for fun, Jay.
They have an app that does that. What is that app called? There's a free one, right?
Yeah.
Your finger? I'm not Googling that.
Okay.
Let's do something fun. Let's scroll all the way back. You know how we all have iPhones, so we can go to, you know, the albums, mm-hmm. and you can go library.
Oh,
and you can do it by
supposed to play along. Okay, hold
years,
on.
Months, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go years, and then let's scroll back.
Where do you go? Albums, then what? Recent.
Go albums, and then just click on the. Hold on. How do I do it?
Come on, bro.
Albums, and then you click on library, Jay, and then it gives you all the options at the bottom. Years, months, days.
I didn't have to click on albums. I just clicked on library. Anyway, so years.
Yeah, let's go back to 2014. Does anybody have 2014 on their phone?
Got it,
Steve.
Why is that not showing up? It goes from 2010 to 2016.
2010. Wow, look at you.
Oh, you had a big break in there.
Oh, I mean, I can play 20. Not everything transferred.
I can play 2010 if you want to.
I only got 2013.
Oh, 2013 is as far as you go back.
Yep.
How about 2016?
We gotta settle on 2016.
Why do I have a picture of Jay in 2016?
Foreshadowing.
It's because it's a picture of you and your family, I'm assuming, from 2016.
Was that when you were doing like some sort of poster to put up in your room?
For Mother's Day when I did when I created that little...
Sure, that was it. Sure, it was. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go to something around this time and see what we had going on around
in 2016
or August of 2016.
Oh, that's the only thing that shows up in 2016, though. I'm going to need
just a picture of me.
Yeah,
that's awkward.
Oh man, I got a lot of Watershed. That was the year I went to Watershed.
Nice, Kevin.
There's a picture of Mr. Mohawk. Shout out to Phil. Mr. Mohawk, he was my neighbor up there at Watershed, him along with the Seagals.
Okay.
He met his wife, Chriselle, up there.
He proposed
to her, which apparently was a stunt that he did every year at Watershed.
Okay.
Proposed to a girl. This one actually stuck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Quite a story there.
It's a picture of family friends. They're not together anymore.
Oh, no. Is it me?
No, it's not. Oh, there's a picture of Will. He looks like he's about 5. I mean, he's not, but he looks like he's 5.
It's so wild.
It's crazy.
How
he was 12.
Young the kids look when you go back.
Yeah.
Just a few years. You're like, what happened? Oh, here's another picture of Casey Musgraves at Watershed.
Okay.
She didn't have any pants on.
Oh, no.
She was walking around in buttless chaps.
What are we doing, Kevin?
Well, I'm just looking at the photos that are on my phone.
Oh, there's a picture of Maggie. Aw, Mags. Look how young she looks.
Oh, your dog, who's no longer with us.
Yeah, there's a lot of no longer with us on
this.
Okay. That's a bad year. I need to stop looking at that year.
What's that?
I mean, I need to stop looking at that year. There's a lot of apparently stuff. Oh, there's the car we used to have. We don't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah. The next picture I have is of our dog, Charlie, who is up in heaven, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, you're so cute.
Why do we have a picture of Welcome to Butte, Montana? That seems dumb. Why would we stop there?
I don't know. Steve, do you have anything from 2016?
No, but I do have stuff from 2019.
Good to know.
Around this time.
Also, I have this. I don't know if we should post this. It's a group of chickens, and it looks like they're going out for a night on the town. And so it's like, you know, two couples. And then the third couple looks kind of disgusted, and everyone's disgusted at them.
Right.
They have an egg carton that the guy's carrying under his arm, and it says, "Sorry, we couldn't get a sitter." That's humor, man.
I love it. Oh, wow. Here's a picture of
a
hotel.
That's 2016 humor right there.
A hotel with too many people. That's obviously illegal. That's a bed that shouldn't be in there. That was how we saved money, traveling.
Nice.
Your whole family?
Whole family plus a neighbor and a dog, and they're like one of the beds is front of the door where it's not supposed to be because we brought our own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old 2016.
Oh, man. Like it was yesterday.
I also have a picture of Rob Sacre sitting right here in the studio.
Nice.
He is supposed to be coming in tomorrow.
That's the rumor.
Just so you know.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
And then, Jay, these are fun. I have a bunch of the filters where you could take someone and mix two faces together. Like I have Dierks Bentley with my face.
Wow.
Blake Shelton with my face.
You were bored in 2016, huh?
Donald Trump with, I don't know whose face this is, who I put him with, but he looks like a woman.
I don't know who that would be. Huh.
Should have wrote that down. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's a good time.